We've learned again that democracy is precious. Democracy is fragile. And at this hour, my friends, democracy has prevailed. So now, on this hallowed ground where just a few days ago, violence sought to shake the Capitol's very foundation, we come together as one nation, under God, indivisible, to carry out the peaceful transfer of power as we have for more than two centuries.
Hello and welcome to What the F*** Just Happened Today, your essential guide to the daily shock and awe in national politics. I'm Joe Anditas. Let's get to it. It's Wednesday, January 20th, 2021. Welcome to Day 1. Joseph R. Biden was sworn in as the 46th President of the United States today, moments after Kamala Harris took her oath of office, becoming the first woman and first woman of color to serve as vice president. Biden, the oldest man to be sworn in as president at age 78, described today as our historic moment of crisis and challenge, as he called on the nation to end its uncivil war and embrace unity as the path forward, saying that we must meet this moment as the United States of America. If we do that, Biden said, I guarantee you will not fail. 4 years after Trump attacked the Washington establishment throughout his inaugural address, declaring that the American carnage stops right here and stops right now, Biden offered a direct rebuttal, saying, we've learned again that democracy is precious, democracy is fragile, and that this hour, my friends, democracy has prevailed. Trump, who refused to concede, never congratulated Biden and skipped his successor's swearing-in, instead holding a small, socially distanced military-style send-off for himself before leaving for his resort in Florida. I hope they don't raise your taxes, Trump told the crowd of several hundred people at Joint Base Andrews, but if they do, I told you so. While Trump did not mention Biden by name, he did wish the new administration great luck and great success. Trump concluded his remarks by vowing to be back in some form, and then as the Village People's YMCA began playing, Trump told his supporters, have a good life. Meanwhile, Trump granted clemency to 143 people during his final hours as president, wiping away the convictions and prison sentences for a host of corrupt politicians and business executives. In total, Trump issued a batch of 73 pardons and 73 commutations, including a pardon for Stephen Bannon, his former White House chief strategist who was charged with defrauding donors to a private fundraising effort for construction of a wall on the U.S.-Mexico border, as well as Elliot Broidy, who pleaded guilty in October to acting as an unregistered foreign agent and lobbying the Trump administration on behalf of foreign interests. Trump, however, did not preemptively pardon himself or his family. Trump also rescinded his administration's ethics pledge that is intended to drain the swamp. In 2017, Trump signed an executive order barring political appointees from lobbying the government or working for foreign countries related to their agency for 5 years. At the time, Trump joked that his political appointees would not be subject to those commitments after noon on January 20, 2021. However, in a late-night executive order issued in the final hours of his presidency, Trump rescinded his initial executive order. The Trump White House did not offer any justification for the reversal. Meanwhile, according to NBC News, Trump administration officials said Homeland Security entered into last-minute agreements to sabotage the Biden administration's efforts to unwind its immigration policies. Homeland Security signed legal agreements with state and local authorities in recent weeks that would require the agency to delay making any changes for 180 days. And finally, Biden plans to make immediate and extensive use of executive orders to undo much of the last 4 years under Trump. On day one, Biden is expected to sign 17 executive actions, memoranda, and proclamations from the Oval Office to address the pandemic, economic relief, immigration, climate change, and racial equity. Biden will also sign executive orders to extend bans on pandemic-related home evictions and foreclosures, as well as revoke the permit for the Keystone XL oil pipeline and reverse Trump's travel ban on several African and Muslim-majority countries. That's all for now. You can find the links and sources for all of these stories on the main website. And as always, visit whatthefuckjusthappenedtoday.com for the latest news and headlines. Until next time, I'm Joe Andides.
So, have a good life. We will see you soon. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
You can go, I said, young man, when you're short on your dough.